Yes, indeed. It's an 11:15 right now. Mabel Louise Stewart joins us. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so good to be with you, and a beautiful spring day in Wisconsin. Temperatures in the 50s. The snow is melting. The birds are returning, and the squirrels, wow, they're busy gathering in those buried nuts. The Lord is so good, isn't he? And you know what? When you have eyes to see all of his handiwork, what a blessing. And I'm reminded again of that favorite verse of mine, Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. That's a good one, isn't it? And we need to rejoice just to be able to get up in the morning and be out in the sunshine. So great. Had a homeschooler come in today and here at the studio, and it was just wonderful to have this family drop by. And it's school break in many places, so it's good to get outside and enjoy God's handiwork. What a blessing in my life as I've been studying and preparing for the present series that I'm in on the 23rd Psalm. Oh, I hope you are getting blessed like I have and allowing me to pass it on to you. So before I get into my message for today, it will be on He Restoreth My Soul. So let's quote the psalm together, and before I do the message. Psalm 23, only 6 verses, so it doesn't take long to quote it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that beautiful? Well, today, as I said, I'm going to be speaking on that little short phrase entitled, He Restoreth My Soul. And as I entitle my message, it would be, He is a Pardoning Shepherd. Aren't you glad that the Lord promises that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow, what a promise. And you know, that's found over in 1 John 9:15. Why would David want to have his soul restored? Why was that his desire? Well, David loved the Lord, and he knew that the Lord loved him. Guess what? He loves you too. He really does. So much so that he died for you. Why would David make such a statement in his prayer psalm? Well, after reading the 150 psalms that are recorded in his hymn book, many of which David was the author, actually, I looked it up, David wrote 73, just a little shy, actually too shy, of half of the Psalms. Think of that. And it's easy, so easy, really, to understand that David is speaking as a sheep in the Lord's care. David knew firsthand what it meant to be defeated in his life and to be frustrated, for he had fallen into temptation. He was without strength to carry on. Here's proof of it from his own Psalms. How about Psalm 42:11? David cries out, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" Meaning anxious and restless. Then he answers his own question by saying, "Hope thou in God." David was going through a hard time, and then he remembered that his only hope was in the Lord. What a lesson for each of us. No matter what comes in our lives, and by the way, trouble will come, our only hope is in the Lord. I love that verse found in John 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. Here's what he says. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Isn't that beautiful? What a promise. All we have to do is come. Come unto him. It is interesting that in Psalm 42:11, David uses a real sheep term. He said, "Why art thou cast down?" Think about that little word, cast. Well, I learned from my research that a sheep that is cast down is pathetic. Here's what happens. The sheep will roll over in its sleep and lay on its back. Its feet will be up in the air, and it flays away frantically, struggling to stand up on its feet. But it doesn't happen. It's without success. If the shepherd does not arrive on the scene within a reasonably short time, that sheep will die. But the shepherd will tenderly go over, turn the sheep over, and place it on its feet. And in order to get the circulation going again in those little legs, he has to rub and rub and rub and restore the circulation. A good shepherd will look over his flock, and he'll count them every single day to make sure none are cast down. It's very easy for a lamb to be cast down if it's heavy with an unborn lamb. That heavy or long fleeced sheep will lie down in some little hollow or depression in the ground, and it rolls on its side to stretch out and relax, and then, suddenly, the center of gravity in the body shifts, and those little feet can no longer touch the ground. Ouch. Then the sheep becomes anxious and panics. And of course, that makes things even worse. Then, as I said, the shepherd has to come quickly and straddle the sheep and carefully lift it up and follow rubbing the legs, making sure that that lamb can walk again. They can lay in a soft spot on the soil, or really, they can be too heavy from the weight of the wool, or even just because they're too big and fat. No wonder David used the words restore and cast in his statement, for he had to learn all of this during the days when he was a shepherd boy. I'm sure that when David made that statement to the Lord, "He restoreth my soul," he probably was remembering the many lessons he learned as he was tending his father's flock. Yes, he was responsible and did not want to have to report to his dad any losses. You see, a good shepherd cares for the welfare of each of his sheep. So the Lord has given to each of us who know and love him the responsibility to care for each other. He said, "Love the brethren, love one another as I have loved you." Well, the Webster Dictionary gives us this definition of the word restore. It means to make new again, or to bring back to its original form. The sheep had been eating and grazing for many hours, and now it was time for a fresh drink of water. Their feet were tired, and after a drink of water, they would lie down and rest, and their strength would be restored. You see, the Lord restores our souls through our fellowship with him. Even though we stray from his path, yes, he remains our good shepherd. How easy it is to fall into sin and stray far from the Lord. But isn't it great? He receives us back gladly and is always willing to pardon his wayward sheep. There's so many temptations to draw us away from walking with the Lord. And usually we are drawn away when we have selfish attempts to meet our own needs and desires. The fact is, when we attempt to gain our own desires apart from the Lord, we stray further and further away. But Jesus always meets us if we have a repentant heart. Luke 15:3-7 gives us a wonderful picture of the warm reception that is waiting for us as lost sheep. Let me read it. Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, "What man, if you, having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost, until he finds it? And when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing." Oh my goodness, isn't that a beautiful picture? "And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my sheep which was lost.'" What a beautiful picture of the love that the Lord has for you and for me. Yes, he restores our souls, and we can lay down and rest in peace and quiet. Isn't it sweet? He never scolds a repentive lamb. Heaven rejoices when a wandering child of God returns to the fold. In returning to their Lord, you might experience divine discipline. But as a believer, you will never incur his wrath. That has already been poured out upon his Son, who bore the punishment on your and my behalf. As I was doing my research, I learned that the shepherd will go after a sheep again and again and restore it to the flock. Occasionally, he has one sheep that makes a habit of straying away. And every evening when the shepherd counts the flock, that same sheep is missing. So night after night, he goes out to seek that lost animal, and night after night, brings it back to the fold. Sometimes, though, if this wandering becomes a pattern, the shepherd will break the sheep's leg. Ouch! He makes a splint for the broken leg, but the sheep is still helpless. So guess what? The shepherd carries the sheep close, to his heart. Then as the leg begins to mend, the shepherd sets the sheep down by his side. The sheep has to depend completely on the shepherd to carry it across the rough terrain. But after the leg is healed, however, that sheep has learned a lesson. Yes, that lesson is stay close to the shepherd's side. It does seem horrible, doesn't it, to break the leg of the sheep, but guess what? You have to understand the shepherd's motive. Actually, he was being kind to break the leg, for the sheep was in great danger as he wandered off. When he breaks the leg, not to hurt it, but to restore it. King David walked with a limp as a result of his life and had to be restored. You remember, as you read and study the scripture, his baby died. Several of his sons rebelled against him. Absalom took over the throne. His family was actually disintegrated. He had so many difficulties and so many problems. But God forgave him. But forgiveness doesn't always wipe out the consequences, does it? What a lesson for all of us. The Lord, our shepherd, restores his sheep when they wander or they stray. He seeks us out, too, and brings us back to himself. Yes, he doesn't always deal with us according to our sin or reward us according to our iniquity. But he will do whatever it takes to restore us. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "Do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For the whom the Lord loves, he chastens." David experienced God's chastening. And if you are one of the Lord's flock, you will also experience it, let's face it. It's the mark of the shepherd's love and his concern for you and me. Aren't you glad that we have such a wonderful, loving, and forgiving Heavenly Father? He is so precious. Do you love him too? Praise the Lord for the many times he has restored me. And if you love him, I'm sure you can say that same thing. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.